American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. X Insurance. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slinger's microphone. If you're watching on television on 11 stations out in Northern California, in Reno, Nevada, I think there's more now. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, we're at home with you. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. You can see the sponsors behind me here in the studio. And if you are tuned in on one of well over 200 radio stations across the country, great to be with you. Thanks for jumping in. I hope you're enjoying the program tonight. If you missed the first hour, you missed a really good one. Just chock full of information, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, followed by Dr. John Lott. John Lott, of course, is the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and his latest book, great piece, Gun Control Myths. Gun Control Myth. And it is outstanding. You can check out everything at SAF.org and join the Second Amendment Foundation. You can also help John at crimeresearch.org. He is a treasure. He is a trove of information. John is so vital to what we do going forward, particularly in getting the facts out about the myths and the lies of gun control from the political left in this country that is so far off the rails right now. Communist, Marxist, what used to be the Democrat Party. Hell, Barack Obama doesn't even recognize part of this party today, believe it or not. That's how far left they've gone. All right, this hour here, oh, by the way, all of this is being brought to you by X Insurance, by the way. Check them out, and I don't know if you caught this in the previous hour, but X Insurance will set up for you a custom policy to fit your needs if you carry a firearm, be it civilian or professionally. Make sure to check them out at xinsurance.com. My next guest, I love this. I was here with us on the weekday show. Mr. James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas, rejoins me here on this MonsterCast program. First time on the MonsterCast. James, welcome inside the huge MonsterCast program with me today. How are you, James?
Doing great. And I'm excited to talk about this very important issue and what I've been through being targeted by my own government.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I got so many places I want to go with you. So I guess what I'm going to do is, if it's okay with you, is just bring listeners up to speed with what happened. When you and I spoke last week, this had not yet broke. You were suing the FBI. You could not purchase a gun. You went to three different dealers. And I want you to tell that story again, because we have plenty of time to do it. But here in the Washington Times, Project Veritas' James O'Keefe says he's no longer listed as a felon on FBI background check system. This has been covered by national news outlets around the country. Start from the beginning and give us the lowdown. What did your own government do to you?
Thanks for allowing me to tell the story. So I'm an investigative journalist. For those of you who don't know Project Veritas, we're the nation's premier undercover journalism organization. And we've done stories over the last 10 years on voter fraud and Planned Parenthood and Acorn and the Hillary campaign, and even inside tech companies. So I went to purchase a shotgun in upstate New York where I live, and I was denied, and it was shocking. It came back immediately. It was a federal background check, and I was listed on the NICS watch list as a convicted felon. I am not a felon. I've never been convicted of a felony. I went through a situation in New Orleans 10 years ago where I was charged with a felony, but I was cleared of that charge. So it was pretty shocking. So I proceeded to go to other gun stores in and around the Albany, New York area. And when I went into the store, it was an immediate thing. They said, "You've been denied." And I said, "Is this common?" They said, "Not really, not immediately in this way. Have you ever been convicted of a misdemeanor for over a year in prison?" I said, "No." "Are you ever convicted of a felony?" I said, "No." And one of the guys recognized me at one of the stores, and he said, "I think you got a lawsuit on your hands." So I got a lawyer. I checked into it and talked to the FBI, and apparently learned that they had me on this list, this ridiculous list. I could appeal it, but that appeal could take months, if not years. So Project Veritas does not shy away from controversy. We run toward the fire. We've been sued many times. We win all these lawsuits. So I decided to go ahead and sue the FBI. And I filed a complaint last week. It made the New York Daily News. Dana Lash had me on a program. And then what happened was I had purchased this shotgun. They could not give it to me. They kept it in waiting. And then the guy called me and said, "You've been cleared." So 1 week after that lawsuit against the FBI, he called me and said my gun was available. So putting the pressure on them, suing them, has gotten me off the list. What's tragic is that many other thousands of people go through this all the time, and they don't have the access to publicity or the will or the resources to sue. And that's really a tragic story. But there's much more to say, but that's the overview of what happened over the last 7 days.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because I had no idea how fast. I knew this was going to be the outcome, James. I could feel this. You know, when you bang the pots loud enough, okay, and of course Project Veritas bangs the pots loud, and I love what, you know, there's no doubt they're watching you. They know what you're doing. They're paying attention to you. They're listening to the media that you're doing, et cetera. And I want to – let me go to what Alan Gottlieb had to say about this, because he was mentioned in your press release – and also in this Washington Times piece about you. Alan Gottlieb, of course, he was just a guest, a regular contributor on the Pro. He was just on the last hour. He said, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, listeners, said that resolving mistaken listings on the Knicks typically takes between 6 and 9 months, although some people can never get their records fixed. The only way to find out if you are on this list or in the database is to go and try to buy a gun. It happens a lot to people, and we get complaints about it all the time, and I know they do. They're asked constantly to file suit over there at SAF. Washington Times reached out to the FBI for comment. FBI said it had no comment on the case in a response to a query. However, this is not the end of this. This is just the beginning, isn't it?
That's right. We don't compromise. We don't settle. You know who called me? Dick Keller.
Dick Keller, sure.
Called me.
Good friends.
On Friday, and I was shocked. I never spoke with him before, and he said something very interesting to me. He said, "The reason why this happened probably is because you have a reputation. They know that you'll take it all the way to the bitter end. They know you don't settle. They know you don't compromise. They know that you're going to go all the way to an appellate court if you need to." And I think I would like to believe this was erroneous. This was an error. This was just a clerical administrative mistake. And we do have time on this program. And I have been targeted by my government before. I was detained at the border. I'm an American citizen, by the way. But I was detained at the Canadian border coming into the country after I had crossed the border, exposing the border insecurity. I dressed up like Osama bin Laden. I had a costume on
right.
In 2014 to demonstrate how easy it was to evade border security. I swam across the Rio Grande River undetected, and there were congressional hearings after this. So the Department of Homeland Security and the Customs and Border Patrol, which is a division of the Department of Homeland Security, detained me at the border almost a dozen times and asked me questions like, "Who are you voting for in the next election? Do you think your stories are funny?" They said things to me in mm-hmm. these detentions. I could not record these, by the way, because it would be unlawful for me to do so. So I know I've been targeted by my government. Your question, is this just the beginning? It's just the beginning because I'm not going to stop suing the FBI.
I love it.
I want to know, first of all, this has been going on for 7 years. I have been on this Knicks list for 7 years wrongly. I have reason to believe that I'm being targeted. We have administrative states like the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and it's un-American. It's unconstitutional. It's disgraceful, and it sickens me that I have to basically sue these people, spend outrageous amounts of money and time, and they should be more transparent. So you know, Project Veritas exists for this reason. That, you know, there's a lot of people that depend upon us to expose what's going on, and I'm going to fight, and I'm not going to quit until I find out what's going on.
That's why we love you. And listeners, as we get ready to go to the break here, let me just remind you, Project Veritas, in case you want to, if you want to know what that means, and I used this before because this, if you've been listening to me for the last 12 years, you know it's one of my favorite movies, Tombstone. I'm an honorary citizen in Tombstone. I got the golden key to the city. I've been going out there for 25 years, broadcasted from there half a dozen times at least. Veritas, for the movie from the movie Tombstone, you might remember the famous line between Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo over the faro table when they met. True story, by the way. That actually happened. The Oriental Saloon. When Johnny Ringo spoke Latin to he said in vino veritas, and in vino veritas means in wine there is truth, because they were drinking. Veritas means truth in Latin, or you could go back to old Roman Greek if you take it back, but it means truth, project truth. We're getting ready to take a break, and it is the truth. When we come back, we're going to dig a little bit deeper with James about this lawsuit, the FBI removal from it. I want to read a quote from him about the FBI removal from the list and the fact that he has to fight the government, deep state in action. Boy, I'll tell you what. Like I said, when the coincidences begin to line up, yeah, they're not coincidences anymore. You don't have to worry about wearing a tinfoil hat. You're not. This is the real stuff. We'll be back right after this. James O'Keefe. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to keep... Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, thank you very much for that rejoin. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the Armed American Radio, MonsterCast, and Video Network studios with you. Remember, all of this is being brought to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check them out. They'll put together a custom policy for you if you carry a firearm, civilian or professional. It doesn't matter. And they cover every other aspect of your life. Not just cookie cutter, 1-2-3 deal for whatever you want, but every aspect of your life. Make sure to check them out at xinsurance.com. And we are, of course, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. And I'm speaking with James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas. James, there's a Facebook. I'm on Facebook Live. I've actually spoken to a few folks who you might know who went undercover with Facebook before on the program. And when we did that, one of the pages went down. It was rather interesting. But Paul says, the thing is, the government knows we're listening to James. And James, there's no doubt in my mind that the government knows that we're listening to you right now, or that we're listening and our listeners are listening to you right now. There's no question about it in my mind. And that doesn't bother me at all. I'm glad they are. It means that we're awake. Would you agree with that?
I think the government fears Project Veritas.
I think they do, too, and with good
and
reason.
That's saying something, because the government has all the power. They're Leviathan. I mean, they have all the administrative agencies, the administrative state. But what they fear more than anything else, you know what it is? They fear the same thing the communists fear, being exposed. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. They're not proud of what it is that they do. And there's a lot of hopeless people in this country. Oh, nothing will change. Nothing. No one cares. No. People do care. People just need to see the truth. They need to hear the truth. They need to know the truth in a very visual way. And that's what Veritas stands for. It's not just that we tell the truth. We tell the truth on videotape.
Right.
Oftentimes people don't know that they're being recorded. So that there's a lot to this, right? Going into these gun stores, recording these clerks, who are all great guys, by the way, and they're just like, you're on some list. They're shoving a polo, a stick up your ass. They're trying to take away your rights. For people to see that and relate to it, and also, I hope that other people see this lawsuit, and I hope that I've put enough heat on the NICS to hopefully make them realize that we're not messing around. That we're not going to take it. We're going to hold them accountable.
If anybody can do that, Project Veritas can do that. And by the way, let's go ahead and give the website out now. It is Project Veritas. Project Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, projectveritas.com. Go look at everything James has done. It's fascinating. You can read some of the press releases. You can watch the videos.
It's not just the website. There's also, if you go to veritastips@protonmail.com, that's V-E-R-I-T-A-S tips, at Proton Mail, and you're an insider or whistleblower or you're victim to one of these things, we have a team of undercover people who will work with you and tell your story. So if you have access, people come to me, multiple people a day inside the government, people talking about voter fraud, election workers putting a hidden camera on their body. So this is a movement. This is a movement of insiders that we're creating, because there's nobody else. There's certainly no newspapers anymore, no media companies interested in the pursuit of truth. So Veritas has become a destination for people who are victims of abuse and who want to do something about it, including those Facebook whistleblowers that you talked to.
You know, what fascinates me when I listen to you talk about the inside, this is why Donald Trump is hated, and it's why he's feared by the left as he continues to expose what's going on in the FBI with the Durham probe and other issues, a lot of things that we don't even know about. But what do you feel when you get this information and you get these calls from people deep within the government that actually have something to tell you? This has got to blow your mind. It's got to scare you to death.
I feel a profound sense of responsibility is frankly what I feel.
I'm glad you do.
I met with a few sources yesterday, and this is not me in college running around with a hidden camera with my professors anymore. This is a different level now. This is people who are law enforcement officers, people in the government, people in tech, people who could get killed in some cases.
Yeah. Wow,
you talk about voter fraud in this country, and Trump says, oh, there's mail-in ballot fraud, and people say there's no evidence of voter fraud. I say, you know what? You're a journalist. go out and get the evidence. Don't give me that crap about there's no evidence of something. There's plenty of stories to be told out there. And these people come to me and they risking their reputations. The insider within ABC News about right. that Jeffrey Epstein tape
yeah.
who came to us, he was risking his everything. And they trust me, right? They trust Project Veritas, but they can't go to the New York Times or the Washington Post. Where are they supposed to go? There's no place for them to go. So what do I feel? I feel like a profound responsibility to tell these people's stories.
Well, and I'm glad, all of us are glad you do, because you're correct in this. Objective journalism is done. Investigative journalism hasn't been done in years, and they're not concerned with the truth anymore. This is agenda-driven garbage. Let me go to the quote, and listeners, I think you'll enjoy this quote relative to why he's pushed. When I said there was a method to my madness, when I said earlier that this isn't done, the FBI removal from Nix is effectively an admission that he shouldn't have been there to begin with. The lawsuit will continue in order to find out who placed James on the list and why he was kept on the list wrongly for 7 years. And someone else, and it may have been Heller, please correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have that in front of me, said to you that once these people are exposed, you need to sue them individually as well.
Yeah, I believe he did say that, and I was very honored to receive his call. And I would just want to say again what he told me, that really I believe firmly. This is not the first lawsuit I've been sued a lot, and I've won every law. Project Veritas has won 8 straight lawsuits people who tried to hurt us. And we've also won every lawsuit we've litigated. We overturned a law in Massachusetts on the ground it was unconstitutional. The anti-recording, they said you can't videotape someone. Mm-hmm. We overturned the law. Not an easy thing to do, federal court. So the critical thing Dick Heller said to me, which is very, very profound, is he said, you don't settle. You don't give them an inch. You don't stop. And they know, those FBI agents, whoever they are, I don't know if it's the J. Edgar Hoover building in D.C., wherever they may be, they know, oh, that O'Keefe guy, he's going to take – we're going to be cross-examined one day, right?
Yeah.
He's going to take – and as long as you're willing to go all the way to the bitter end, as long as I go so far to the end, I've won lawsuits. People have to pay me as a defendant. They
right.
pay me. I put their checks on Twitter. I say, you pay me, you sue me, you're going to pay me for it, is what I say. And they know that. That's one of the reasons why, in my opinion, the FBI folded in a week, because they realize the error of their ways. And I told my lawyer, Jared, I said, let's go find out who did this. Let's go get damages for 7 years. My Second Amendment rights were violated for 7 years.
Good for you.
7 years.
Good for you. And let me tell you something. I've known Dick Heller a long time. We're good personal friends. He's probably listening tonight. He'll text me from time to time while we're on the air. And that statement that he told you was 100% true. And I know it coming from him is very heartfelt, because he did that. And, I never thought about that in those terms. And I'm glad he said it to you. But he's right. Somebody down there, they're watching, they're listening, they know. They're the ones that did it. They know who they are. And they know you got a ton of press. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, I hope you'll come back on again in the near future. I want to keep bringing you on the program. Great to have you on the show, my friend. ProjectVeritas.com. You'll see the information there. Thank you, James. You'll see the information on the site. If you want to blow the whistle, it's all right there for you. If you know something, say something. Do the right thing. Armed American Radio will be back with Neil McCabe right after this. Don't go away. Wow, what a great show today. I hope you're enjoying it. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Well, welcome back indeed. We're waiting for Neil McCabe to jump in with us, and he'll be here. He's going to stay with us for the half hour, and then we've got Neil, of course, in the roundtable in the next hour with Brad Primo and Justin Moon. Brad Primo, of course, from Lead Slinger's Whiskey, the CEO, and Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms, always makes for a great hour. Let me tell you something. I'm sitting here looking at this. It was fascinating to me during the break. As I read more about what James is going through, and the profound words from Dick Heller to James about someone knows, someone in the Hoover building knows. Someone knows that you're suing them. Someone knows that you're on to them. Someone knows what you're doing. And that person is aware that it was them that was responsible. This doesn't happen in a vacuum in our government. This is why they hate Donald Trump. This is what they can't stand him. He's exposing them. He's taking their means of corruption away from them over decades and decades and decades. They can't stand him, and they'll stop him at all costs. We're seeing a lot of these things line up right now. But when I thought about what Dick had told James during the break, I thought, wow, that's when you think about that in real terms, in real life, and you put that in perspective in your own life and think about things in your life, you know, fate. I was talking with my kids today about, you know, just a very bizarre conversation about
you know, people meeting at certain places. They met there because their lives intertwined, or the times of everything they did throughout 30 or 40 years of their lives brought them to that one particular place. And what Dick Heller was talking about is kind of along those lines. It is very profound and it's very prophetic. The FBI removal from Nixon, and this is what is so important about what James is doing, because listen, I personally know people, thankfully it hasn't happened to me, but I know people who have been denied on that Nixon and have absolutely no idea why. They don't know why. Nobody tells them anything. They don't know who to call. It's a giant, you know, it's this giant black hole. Where do I go? Where do I turn? What did I do? Why can't I exercise my birthright to keep and bear arms? The FBI removal from Nixon is effectively an admission that he shouldn't have been there to begin with. The lawsuit will continue in order to find out who placed James on the list and why he was kept on the list wrongly for 7 years. They're not going to stop, nor should they stop. So I took it upon myself to send a text message to Mr. Heller while we were talking. Dick's been listening to the program for a long time. He's a dear friend of mine and a dear friend of this show. I've known him for many, many years. And for him, I was actually kind of surprised that James O'Keefe had not met Mr. Heller before. But some really fascinating stuff with James O'Keefe. And I got to send you back there because James, I think, is going to be a good friend of the program as time goes by. We will help him at Project Veritas any way we can. If you've not been there, if you've not been to the site, go check it out. If you've not watched any of the videos or anything that he has exposed over there, I mean, this guy goes everywhere. He's fearless. And I wish I had the gumption, is all I can say on national radio, that he has in order to do that stuff. Because I'll tell you something, when he said he wasn't going to stop and he feels a profound sense of responsibility, all of us need to thank him for that. If it weren't for people like James O'Keefe, who knows what would be exposed or what wouldn't be exposed. Now, I want to take what he said back to the mainstream media for just a second, because that's going to be a theme that runs through the roundtable coming up. If we can get Neil in here, because of Neil's media background, we've got a lot of questions as we go in now too. As we've now got a week under our belts with Kamala Harris. Have we got Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring Neil in. We'll bring Neil's mic in. Neil, welcome into the show, brother. I want to just catch you up to where we were. I was just essentially praising James O'Keefe for feeling that profound sense of responsibility that he feels to do something with the information that he gets. And I was explaining that if it weren't for people like him, Lord knows where we would be. And I was getting ready to take that to the media. You and I will spend some time talking about the media today. But let me talk about James. Did you happen to hear the interview with James, by the way?
Yes, I did. And James O'Keefe is a great American.
Wow.
And I think it was a very important point that Alan Gottlieb made, is that you never find out you're on the list until you actually try to buy the gun.
Right.
And imagine, heaven forbid, your life is in danger. And that's when you find out that somebody in the FBI decided to ding you 7 years ago.
And you don't know it. And you
have no idea.
I mean, literally think about.
Right.
I mean, we can use real life examples, Neil. We can use, you know, example of, heck, she was killed in New Jersey. But there are names out there of individuals who are involved with an estranged husband or some type of abusive situation that require a firearm and then find out that they can't get it.
Or how about these? It's happened in Alabama. It's happened in upstate New York. I mean, it happens all the time. You have, inmates from a prison escape. Now they're on the loose. They knock on your door, right? Or let's say you live in Ferguson, Missouri, right? And the mob's coming down. It's like, you know what, that things are going to get a little dicey. Or Portland or Seattle. How many places that things are getting a little dicey?
Well,
you go to the gun store to protect yourself and your family, and they say, sorry, man.
That's
no can do.
Well, you know what you just mentioned.
I can't tell you why.
Well, they don't know.
They can't even tell you why.
They don't know. And here, you know, right. You just mentioned a couple places that dicey. I mean, the individuals that run those cities would say those are just protesters. There's nothing dicey about that, Neil.
Peaceful protesters.
Those are peaceful protesters that can't spread a virus. It doesn't. You know, it doesn't affect them. Okay, it's all peaceful.
Yes.
That's all peaceful. See, you're falling into that trap, Mr. McCabe. I can't wait to talk to you. I've got you for the rest of the hour. I am so thrilled. Listeners, let me explain something to you. When Neil comes on the program, it relaxes me somewhat because I really don't have to prep as much for the show as I normally would when Neil's on the program. And same thing with the roundtable. And we all benefit from that because, Neil, every time you're on, something different happens. We know more today than we knew last week, right? So we've got about 2 or 3 minutes, so let's jump into this. Biden-Harris.
Sure.
Since we talked last, what is Neil McCabe? And Neil, give your resume out, please. I don't want to pull it up here. You know it off the top of your head. I want people to know who they're hearing.
Well, you know, Mark, I think we have another 3 minutes, so I'll just tell you.
Go
that,
for it.
I'm a media fellow at the Gold Institute for International Strategies in Washington, D.C., I am the national political correspondent for the Star News Group, which is the flagship is the Tennessee Star, but there are websites in Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, and one opening tomorrow in Virginia. And of course, I was at Breitbart, One America News, where I covered the White House and Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, at Human Events, I was a senior writer there and also the editor of the Guns and Patriots newsletter, which is how we met. And I will tell you that as we look at this Biden-Harris ticket, I'm probably not the first one to say it, but you got to wonder if Harris is already starting to interview for possible VP candidates to run with her. Like people say, will Biden live to see the end of his term? Is he going to live to see the election? I mean, the guy looks rough, Mark.
Yeah, let me tell you, as a human being.
I don't think he buys green bananas.
I'm with you. You can look that one up. You can Google that one. It's in the urban dictionaries, everybody, okay? But you just heard Neil's background. He's the real deal. You've read him. You've seen him on television for a number of years if you were watching One America as the White House correspondent in Capitol Hill. Neil is someone that has been a longtime participant. And I'm just absolutely thrilled to have him as a contributor on this program as long as he's been here. And it's wonderful to have him with all of those credentials. Okay, that 3 minutes is now up, I'm being told. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back for the final segment. And I want to ask Neil a little bit about, I want to tell him as a human being what I personally think of what's going on with Biden. And then I want to talk about the things that we found out this week that we didn't know last week when we were together on Armed American Radio in the roundtable. So we've got this one rare segment with Neil solo before we take it to the roundtable. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
With the alarming spike in COVID cases this month, shoppers have been trying to stock up on PPE products such as sanitizer, disinfectants, and wipes. Target, Walmart, and Costco are restricting shoppers, placing limits on these products. Several big box stores began limiting customers to just one PPE product per person. Here's some good news, finally. You no longer need to drive from store to store in search of these must-have health supplies and personal protective products. Pulse TV has created an exclusive Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit. This nine-piece set is equipped with products like hand sanitizer, sanitizing spray, and even a protective germ key. And it comes in a convenient carrying bag so you can take it with you when you're on the go, and it can be easily stored in your car, making this the perfect travel companion. But you must hurry. There has been a massive rush to get these into states that are seeing a spike in cases, and inventory could run out at any time. To learn more about Armed American On the Go Germ Kit, just visit pulsetv.com/armed. That's pulsetv.com/armed.
Hey, this final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
Yeah, indeed. I had a fun time recording that rejoinder to replace another one that we had in there. And, of course, Crossbreed Holsters is bringing this segment to us. They are also sponsoring, as a title sponsor, the Crossbreed Holster Studios in conjunction with Lead Slingers on the Lead Slingers microphone. And all of it is being presented by X Insurance. We've got other sponsors out there that we'll talk about very briefly. As I mentioned, we'll just go through a handful of them right now. But DefenderCoffee.com, please use the promo code AAR. MyPillow.com, good heavens, please use the promo code AAR there also. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, North American Arms. I know we've been talking about Sadie coming back. She's a fan favorite. We're working on that right now. And, of course, gunbroker.com, gunbroker.com. Millions of people are moving things. If you can't find it, it's at Gunbroker. And if you find it on Gunbroker, buy it now. It ain't going to get any better. I don't care if it's a gun, an accessory you want, or ammo. Buy it now. It isn't going to be cheaper tomorrow. Don't try to play games. It's going to go up in price or it's going to be gone. Gunbroker is 100% free. The only thing you'll pay for is what it is you're looking for and would have bought had you been able to find it in your brick-and-mortar store. It's that simple. Gunbroker.com. And, of course, Car Arms. We'll be talking with Justin Moon here in just a little bit. And I got it. Frontsight.com. Ignatius Piazza is wonderful. He's given out those certificates. He's going to come back and give them out for another 3 months because we're killing it over there. Frontsight.com/mark. They're free. They never expire. They expire when you do. Let me put it that way. Okay? Go to Frontsight whenever you want to. Take that certificate. It is free. It's a 4-day course, $2,000 class that a lot of people pay for. He's giving it to you for free. Why? Because he knows you're going to come back or you're going to tell somebody to go because of the training you got. We've got people on the board that have been there who I know have gone back 3 and 4 times for subsequent training. So make sure to check them out. And let's not forget Pulse TV, pulsetv.com/armed. get the AAR germ kit they put together for us, a 9-piece kit for Armed American Radio listeners. You can either visit them at pulsetv.com/armed, and there's thousands of other stuff that they have put together for us. You'll love it over there. Go shop over there and have a blast. Or you can text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. And you'll get that AAR germ kit. You guys are crushing it. They're back also. Thanks. Let's go back to Neil McCabe here in these Crossbreed Holster studios on the Led Slinger's mic, all being brought to us by X Insurance. Neil, where are we now this week from where we didn't know last week with Biden and Harris? But before we go there, I have to say this. Joe Biden is not well. You can tell by looking at him. He has a very serious physical, mental problem. And sadly, I think the Democrat Party, it's sad for me that Joe Biden is even on this ticket, quite frankly. I mean, from a physical standpoint, take the politics out of it. Just as a human being, this man is not well.
Taking the politics out of it, there's a lot of people who supported Joe Biden because he was not Bernie Sanders. And he was not Elizabeth Warren, and he was considered a very safe choice. And there was sort of a feeling, if you remember, going back, 4 or 5 months ago, people were actually saying, OK, we'll give it to Biden. And then Obama or somebody will figure out a way to slide Biden out and then slip in the real nominee. And that is not going to happen. It's too late. And the Biden people are not looking to be pushed out of the way. And so they're now stuck with Biden. Now, if you remember back in September of 2015, when Joe Biden was seriously considering a run for the White House himself, even though Obama was sort of put his thumb on the scale for Hillary Clinton,
right. He
went to the Labor Day parade in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was a hugely successful event. And he was running around. He's shaking hands. Really, there are so many pictures of Obama running with Biden. Biden used to make it a point to run on stage because he felt it gave him energy. And, you know, that guy just doesn't exist. And you can look back at other candidates. I mean, 1988 Bob Dole looked nothing like 1996 Bob Dole.
Right, of course.
Or, you know, as a kid, you know, growing up, you watch Ronald Reagan and you see him as president of the United States. And then you see Reagan in, say, the late 60s, early 70s, when he was quick and on top of his game, winning debates against Bobby Kennedy and going up against William F. Buckley. And you think, well, that's not the guy we elected president. And it's sad that sometimes people run for president or even become president 4 years or 8 years too late. Having said that, Kamala Harris, she's not a strong candidate, and she's going to hurt the ticket, and she was picked because of identity politics. It was very cynical.
Yeah.
Where Biden said, "I'm going to pick a woman," and then he said, "I'm going to have an African American woman," and so. You know, you can call it tokenism, you can call it affirmative action, but it's absolutely crazy to say that I'm going to pick this person because of this criteria and not say it's identity and gender and race politics. Having said that, you know, her husband is white, and I really believe that when Trump breaks open the black vote in the United States in 2020, black men are going to break for Trump in a way people just aren't prepared for. And I think her having a white husband, if we're gonna look at this through the gender and race politic filter that we've been forced to look through, I think we have no choice but to come to that conclusion. I also don't think she's very dynamic. I think she's got a very troubled history in California. The thing she's the most proud of is being a strong prosecutor that threw a lot of African Americans and other minorities in jail And she also played games where there are people whose sentences were up, and she found ways to extend their sentences. She also was accused of hiding evidence, exculpatory right. evidence, or exculpatory, a word we all learned during the impeachment crisis. And so so there's some problems on the Harris thing. This is a gun rights show, so I don't want to talk about other issues. But
No. Let me stop you for a second. I want you
they
to.
They raided his house with M4s.
No, I want you to.
On
okay?
orders from Harris.
Here's why we have to. It's not just about guns all the time, because Harris is anti-gun. Biden's anti-gun. We sure. know that. That's the basic premise. Now, we're going to take this conversation, listener, into the roundtable. This is going to be the beginning of the roundtable. We're going to start with Harris. Here's a hint. Neil, after everything you just said, I cannot remember in my lifetime a vice presidential candidate being so important that someone that was voting for the ticket was actually voting for the vice presidential candidate. In this particular case, I think a lot of people are doing that because of what we said about Biden and because of the fact that Biden's not well, and he's not. You can slice it any way you want. You can see it in his eyes. Any fair human being can sense that. Having said that, I will say this. She's going to be detrimental to that ticket, as you just said, when everything pops, and it will. It will come out. Then when you put that little whiny, snivelly laugh on top of it, oh, you thought Hillary Clinton grated on you? It's just getting started. Had to get a little personal there. But I'll tell you this. Well, I won't go there. I'll just wait until we come back. I'll tell it in the roundtable, get everybody's opinion. Neil McCabe is sticking around with us. When we come back, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, is going to be here. Brad Primo, CEO of Letzlinger's Whiskey, is joining us. And Neil. Sean, how much time do I have? I love that. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast continues with a roundtable.
You've
right
just
after.
Filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.